time, y'all. Today. It's Queen Candace and Queen Michelle. And it's Wednesday.
What's up, Queen?
What's happening, y'all? It's Wednesday, baby. How you doing, Queen? How are you, mom of a graduate?
Oh, Queen. I feel so good, and I think I'm gonna feel like this for a while. Well, probably for like the next 2.5 years, because it's back to back for me. But just for the first one to come, it goes. I'm still like in this bliss. I'm just sitting in bliss. It's blissful. It's blissful.
Girl, congratulations, boo! Congratulations.
Thank you, Queen.
That's awesome, though. Look, you did your job. You did your job. It's still more to do, but you did up until this point.
I mean, you know, it's gonna be a lot more to do. Life don't end after graduation.
Mm-mm. But it's amazing just to see, to watch actually when your child get to high school. For if y'all don't have the kids that's in high school yet, when your child get to high school, they senior year, that graduation day, it have you thinking back. From when them children was born to up until that point, you like, dang, they personality, everything about them, like, this is actually a whole human that I created with somebody else, and this child came out to be like
this. That's like, how I look.
Accomplishments, the accolades, all of that. Like, I wasn't even that. Like, you know. So it's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing to even just witness that amongst parents that's going through that. It was, you know, I came in just in time when Jada, right before Jada walked across the stage at the Citizen. I was like, I'm right on time. I'm right on time, baby. Right on time. So it was amazing. So congratulations.
Thank you. And just in generally, just congratulate her, because like we really be thinking that, like, a lot of parents take the graduation as their very, very own. But we do got to remember that child had to journey through hell and high water, just like we had to, because it wasn't every day wasn't easy for us in high school. So I know every day wasn't easy for them. You know what I'm saying? I just appreciate her going the extra mile and look at you.
You see it?
But I, you know, appreciate her going the extra mile for that, because she definitely did her thing. And I'm super proud as her mom. Her dad super proud. Her family super proud. Family, friends super proud. Everybody just like
everybody, happy,
you know, proud of her. Thanks, Eve.
Yeah, because she looked like seeing her outside, I could tell she looked like she was overwhelmed as well you know, it. Boy, that's a feeling. All of us, everybody that didn't graduate from high school, you know that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
It is a great feeling. It's like it's an experience, accomplishment, but I can remember the day that I walked across there. I was like, oh, I'm actually really considered an adult now. Like, I don't got to get up and go to school. I really got to do this on my, like, really, sunlight on my own. Now I got to really take accountability for my own life now. So it can be scary, but it's worth it.
It's worth it. It's worth it. And we know that, we know the journey that comes next. Now she just gets to experience it. And they're going to be saying the same things we were saying. Oh my God, if I'd known it was going to be like this, I'd have always stayed at home. Or I would. That's why I encourage my children, like, even at the college graduation, if you want to come back home and get your job in the city wherever we live, because home is wherever we are. So if you decide that you want to come back to where I am, wherever that is, the door is open. We are not out here trying to push children or people into a world that they're not prepared to walk into. And not that they're not even prepared, it's expensive out there. You know what I'm saying? If they can stay home and save $20,000, $30,000 And then you send them along on their way, 40,000, 50,000, whatever they need to say to get feel good about themselves. We let them do that. We're not pushing kids. We're not pushing kids out. We're not pushing kids out.
And kids be wanting, they be wanting, but you really have to tell them and explain to them. Like, and I told my kids the same thing. Like, look, stay home. My goal is to prepare them. So when you leave my house at 23, 24, 25, because I ain't trying to let you stay with me too long.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to let you stay with me, but I want them to be able to leave my house and go buy them something. Not go leave my house and go rent. Leave my house because you actually got your own mortgage now that you just bought, purchased your house. Mm-hmm. And you got that money that Shelby just said that y'all could save, staying home. So you got your home and you got a cushion. Something that we didn't have.
Exactly. Exactly.
Something that we didn't have. And our parents weren't even probably even thinking about how we thinking. Because they were still out here grinding, trying to work and do it. And look, knowing that they had to provide for just themselves after we leave and still probably would have had to care. Some still care some of their kids to a certain age. Right. So I'm still carrying them. So, hey, you know.
So yes, girl, we got college graduations just went on a month ago, and then we had high school last weekend. So salute to all the graduates, salute to all the parents of the grads, family of the grads. Everybody did that. We are super duper super duper proud of y'all over here at AW Podcast. You feel me? So we're gonna jump into the show, y'all. We're gonna start off with the quote of the day because the conversation today is about love languages. And We're gonna just
love language.
Yeah, that love language. You know, it's a lot of people don't know what their love language is. So if you are tuning into the show and you are very unfamiliar with what your love language is, go into your search engine and Google it and find out. Take the quick love language quiz so that you can find out what your love language is. And then this conversation will be very, very beneficial to you, regardless of if you know what it is or not. But the quote of the day is, your love language will be understood by those fluent enough to listen and reciprocate. It's not your duty to teach people how to love you. Author unknown.
It's not your duty to teach people how to love you.
Excuse me. Well, I mean, you know, what I gather from that is that that's somebody who you're really courting and dating. That's trying to, that person right there that's going to be fluent enough to understand you would be somebody who who is actually trying to get to know you on a deeper level, because they're going to learn what your love languages are by participating in your daily life. Seeing what you got going on a regular basis and, you know, things of that nature. So
the communication gonna be there.
Right. The communication gonna be
there. And then the connection got to be there. If they didn't got that deep, the connection had to be there for you to even get that close to me. The connection got to already be there.
Right. And so the quote can definitely be some, it's a certain quote. However, it just also depends on how far along you've gotten in your connection with the person who you're trying to build that bridge with. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So if it can't be something, and it, I don't know, because it kind of also too depends on the depthness of who you are and what you're able to display, because sometimes in conversation, people can pick up what your love languages are just by what you're talking about, what you're showing in action toward those things as well. So that could be like one of those first conversation things where
and that body language, all of it.
Yes, queen. Yes, you so deep into the conversation, y'all, it's riveting. You know what I'm saying? So I gather from that. Let's see what Will talking about. I think mine is in my eyes and tongue. That's where your love language at, Will.
Okay. Okay.
Is it? He said eye contact as well.
Yeah.
So your eye contact and your tongue. That's what
eye contact.
Raise your hand if I'm right.
Yeah.
So,
okay, he
said,
Will.
Yes, he said, yes, I'm right. Okay, so his love language is in the eyes and tongue. But did you ever, have you looked at the love language quiz, Will? Because that will help determine another different type of love language. And your eye contact and your tongue will be acts of service if you check out what the love language levels are, because it looks like to me you're providing a service.
Yeah.
So we're gonna jump into it, the love languages, Will. And you can kind of see based on the discussion of love language, you can kind of see where you fall at. You know what I'm saying? And you be safe out there, homie, because I know you out there on them open roads. Be safe. So, okay, you haven't taken the test, but even if you haven't taken the test, listen today to the show, since you don't have the opportunity right now to take it. Listen to the show, right? And just listen to what the love languages are. And you'll learn based on what those are to help determine what yours may be. Okay? Issei, fee is my love language. Okay, then.
I know that's right. I know that's right.
Your whole love language out here. Don't bullshit. Okay. All right, y'all. So we're going to go ahead and jump into the topic. Let me drop this quote of the day up here one more time for y'all. Whoever might be dating or looking to date or court someone, this is a very, very strong quote of the day. Your love language will be understood by those fluent enough to listen and reciprocate. It's not your duty to teach people how to love you. Okay? All right?
You got listen that? And reciprocate. Keywords.
All right. So, let's do it, y'all. The conversation. Whew. Have you figured out what makes your love language stand out for what it is and who you are? That's our top question for today. Have you figured out what your love language is and how to make your love language stand out so whoever you're dating can understand it? Like, you know, your shyness isn't allowing your love language to be hidden. Because if it is, then you're going to have to learn another way to push it out
open
there.
Open up.
Because you don't want to lose somebody because... You
no, but see, that go back to that connection queen. Like,
well, it does. But I'm saying, if you haven't delved that deep into a connection yet, and you're one of those people who have an expectancy of your love language being understood from the surface level or from what you're presenting, and you're not presenting much. If you're not presenting much, you can't really get anybody to gather what that is, even on your depthness, because I got to be able to communicate with you even in your depthness. We got to be able to, you know, get to the center of things. And that's almost kind of getting a person to understand that, because if a person understands that you don't know how to communicate and they making you learn how to, then that's a person helping you with your love language.
But helping you with the love language.
So.
You ain't got to help me with mine.
Because you know what yours is. You're certain. You're educated in whatever your love language is, and that's how it's supposed to be. You feel me?
Look. Preach.
All right. So quick thing. Let me go to our channel on here. Cause you know our show is on right now, but I want to also look at a few things on here that I saw earlier that I put up. Okay. Okay. That's what they say. Okay.
Okay.
It takes more than the occasional great date to keep your relationship afloat. The concept of love language is actually quite simple. There are five of them, each describing an expression of, you guessed it, love. The key is discovering which love language you and your partner respond to the most, then regularly putting that into practice. So let's discuss. Okay? Okay? Okay.
Okay.
There we go. So that's how we're doing that today. That's exactly how we're doing this today, y'all. All right. There we go. Let's see what Joe say. This is no ordinary love. No ordinary love.
Oh, my Lord. Up, not Sade, Joe. Not Sade.
Speak on it, Joe. Teach
the not people, Sade.
Joe. Teach the people, Joe. They don't know.
This is not ordinary. What you say, Joe?
No ordinary love. All right, Joe.
And that's my song by Sade. Sade, my girl now.
Yes. If you don't know about Sade, y'all better Google.
What? Oh, you don't know about Sade? That means you real young.
Or whatever your search engine is. All right, so we're gonna talk about the love languages and how to identify your love language and how to practice each love language. Okay. So we're gonna run through this rather quickly because we're gonna end our show. For one, we're gonna be punctual today. They always talk about, you know, like
we've been going 5, 10, 15 minutes over.
People don't tell me like, hey, Shell, y'all always running over, but I just know we always run it over. But the conversation be so good. It be too good. So, all right. So the first love language is words of affirmation. Queen, before we do this, Queen, what your love languages are? You haven't taken the test?
I take the test. Love, communication.
So communication is your love language.
Yeah, and I'm a touchy-feely person.
Okay, so you a physical touch person.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so queen managing stuff. So all right. We got it. All right. So words of affirmation. Just say go as long as you want to. I know, Joe, you know we don't give a damn, but I know how it is sometimes. You know I don't care, Joe. I go all day. So words of affirmation. These are verbal expressions of care and affection. Think about it like this. Thanks for putting the kids to bed, or you look really nice today, or typically the less generic and more specific words, the more meaningful they feel to the recipient. And insults can be particularly upsetting to people who favor words of affirmation. So if a person's love language is for you to compliment them, and then you turn around with that same voice and shun them, then you have critically insulted their love language.
And so, yeah. I mean, insult to injury, because that'll hurt somebody. And especially if they're sensitive.
Yes.
And they don't have no they don't have no confidence as it is already. You didn't kill them.
That's why a person
or her.
A person would do that to a person who's like that anyway, just for those particular reasons, because they know that they're lacking self-confidence and they're not they're not used to somebody compliment them. That's crazy. And then you come and do that.
You didn't kill it.
So your words of affirmation for them can heal a lot of things that they've heard that used to shun them. But just don't be the person who shuns them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Joe says he gets his love language is doing what you say you would do. Okay.
Okay, Joe.
Very specific. Well, I don't know what.
I don't even know what the cup like. Joe.
Joe messed
up. I guess Joe saying, just be honest. If you say this is what you're going to do, this is what you're going to do. Now, don't be saying, I do this. And then when it comes down to it, you don't do nothing.
Because you're a talker.
Talk is cheap.
So
talk is cheap.
I feel Joe with that.
Yeah, almost definitely.
I definitely feel that only reason why I laugh, because it's such a direct love language. So where would that fall? That would fall under words of affirmation. You affirming what you said you're going to do. And that's real. So we got to get through the love languages, y'all, so y'all can really feel it, really get what y'all's is. Okay, we got another comment. When your partner doesn't respond to your love language or affirmation, it's hurtful too. Very much so. Yeah. Very much
That's
so.
That's true.
Especially if you put out there what your love language is. You know what I'm saying? If you definitely put it out there, it's definitely hurtful if somebody ignores your love language. I just learned something. Love affirmation. I got you. Stop saying negative, hurtful shit. Oh, Will, you learned that today, yeah. Buddy. Black power, Will.
Yeah, stop saying the negative stuff, Will. Like, that ain't nice.
That ain't king like Will. Right. When a person who loves you hear you say negative things to them, that
shit hurt.
Ooh, goodness.
That like, somebody done hit you in the back. You know that? Yeah. Like your mama hit you in the back and you go, like, that's that.
It's hurtful. It really will break you down to your core. All right.
And you start believing it.
So the first love language is words of affirmation. Let me put that up as a comment. Anybody else got anything to say about words of affirmation? Queen? Okay.
Be sweet. Be nice. Say nice things. People love compliments. Men and women. Don't let the men fool you. Men love compliments too, not women. You can tell him he handsome and how good he look, how he smell. Men like compliments as well.
Okay, we're going to get to the next comment as soon as we get after the second love language. Love language number two is gifts. Tangible and intangible items that make you feel appreciated or noticed. Going to your partner's concert, for example, isn't it as much as a gift or flowers or that new wine that they want? To individuals who favor this love language, the absence of everyday gestures or missed special occasions are particularly hurtful. So,
yeah,
gifts are very, very that gift for a person who loves gifts. If you miss a special day, if you miss anything that they've put out there that is important to them,
and
something that they feel like is worthy, and you don't even say anything or acknowledge anything, because acknowledgement is also a gift. But if you don't do anything to make that person feel like what they said or what's going on with them is a gift, their birthdays, holidays, anything special to them, an anniversary on their job, all of that,
anything,
you know what I'm saying?
That matters. It might not matter to you, but it matters to them.
Exactly. And if you're dating and trying to be exclusive with somebody, obviously you're supposed to know what matters to them. So the second... Oh, yeah. The second love language would be gifts. Does gifts fall up under anybody's love language out there? Next comment. Does love language apply in friendship and other types of relationships? For love languages, for this purposes, is for relationships. And it does involve becoming exclusive between a man or a woman, whoever you dating. It don't matter, whatever sex you dating. Love languages have to be learned and have to be a spontaneous thing as well. You can't, you gotta, when you're in a dating or exclusive situation, knowing your partner's love language is just something that has to occur in order for your relationship to work.
Yeah. This has been, that means you disconnect. If you don't know it, y'all disconnected.
Exactly. And then, so even with that being said, it's not, love languages haven't just started in the 20th century. People have been having been going on for decades. So it just probably didn't have a title. But people knew, like, certain flowers that were bought, or if they saw their partner smelling flowers and they were like, oh, she liked them flowers. Next thing you know, they pass by some and they grabbing those flowers. That's paying attention.
That's paying attention. You know I just had this conversation with somebody about paying attention, when, especially with us women, we'll just say, oh, that's nice. You see something in the magazine, say that's nice. Oh, I like that. Oh, I might buy it. You got to be paying attention. Vice versa too, women. Men drop hints too.
Yes.
Yeah, they drop hints too. You just got to be paying. You have to be paying attention.
And they, to your I'm partner. Telling you, especially if they're talking about something regularly.
Yeah. Those see, I'm a good listener, so I pay attention to everything. When it comes down to me and mine, I pay attention to everything. If I was dating, I was going to pay attention to everything about that guy, from his house, how he dressed, everything. I'm paying attention, and I'm gonna sit down and listen to everything you say, so I know, because more than likely he's gonna tell you what's important to him. It's for you to be paying attention.
To pay attention. If you're not paying attention, then you're gonna miss out on a lot. And then that just goes to show that you're doing the most of the talking, and the person that you're doing most of the talking, you ain't doing none of the listening, because what you they're listening to you, but you're not paying attention to them for you to learn what your partner's love language is. So number one, again, is words of affirmation. Number two is gifts. Three, acts of service, doing something helpful or kind for your partner. Waking up with the baby in the middle of the night, or doing the dishes so your partner can relax. For someone who favors acts of service, ambivalence or a lack of support are more damaging than anything else. So if a person loves you taking them out to dinner, or a person loves you giving them massages, or a person loves you once a week doing a chore that they do because they're good at it, you know what I'm saying? Or a person just, or anything that you're doing to take away something from them so they don't feel stressed out about it is an act of service. So that will go back to Will's comment, which was, touch me, please.
Touch me, please.
His act of, he likes to be touched. Well, that's physical touch, actually. But he still like, he want to be touched. And then this, no, this is other one. I meant that was not that one. That wasn't that one. It was this one right here. It was this one. He likes to use his tongue.
My eyes and tongue.
That's an act of service.
That's an act of service.
That's an act of service, isn't that?
Well, well, well.
I got there.
Well, hey, got to do what you got to do, bro. Got to do what you got to do.
So acts of service is going to be our number three. She said, dang, I own all of these. Does that mean I'm too much? No, that doesn't. No, because some other people told me before when I was having this discussion with them is that they fit under all the categories. They fit up under all the categories. So no, it's never too much. There's no such thing as too much when it comes to love languages.
And then I want to know, do you fit up with all the categories up under different people that you might date?
Or one person?
Or one person.
Good question.
You might not fit up all the categories if you was dating John over here, but Jerry, you might, it's all up.
Well,
so that's interesting.
She says that she loves completely. So all of those, gotcha. That's why they fit with her. Okay, so quality time is love language number four. Quality time is a part of every relationship, but people who experience this as a love language will feel the benefits more keenly and crave time where both people are present without distraction. Quality time constitutes engaging in an activity together, particularly one you both enjoy, like a walk, watching TV together, cooking food together. If this is your love language, having a distracted or distant partner that makes you feel unseen or heard is the biggest pitfall. So
got to have that QT all day, every day.
Right. Quality time is beneficial. You learn a lot about the person who you're dealing with during this time.
Mm-hmm.
Like you really
a lot.
You learn a whole lot. And then that's a good benefit, because it didn't go up. Okay, let me turn that off. For you to be able to say that this is something that I have for this person and this person only. I want to spend time with you regularly. I want to go out, when I go out to dinner tonight, I just want it to be with you.
Mm-hmm. No distractions. No friends. No nobody. No kids. Nobody.
Right.
No phone.
Nothing. And that's because that they want to be present in the flesh with you, and you only. So.
About to say no dinner. We can have dinner at home. I can be selfish like that at times. We can have dinner at home. We don't need to go out nowhere. I could.
Yeah. Love language number 5 is physical touch. Physical expressions of love, whether sexual or more platonic, such as holding hands, a back scratch, a back rub, a hug, or even a kiss, or even intercourse. The absence of such can leave these individuals feeling isolated in a relationship. So if you're dating or getting to know someone, and y'all on a level where y'all having a good physical touch moment or whatever, right? And next thing you know, in the next 2 months, you just snatch it away.
Huh?
That person gonna lose their damn mind.
Like, you hear me saying, huh? Like, huh? How you gonna, what?
You cannot try to attract me with all the goodies. And then as time goes on, you take away the goodies.
That ain't gonna work. That ain't gonna work. That is not going to work. Like, who do that? Who do that?
People who trying to be conniving to get you. I'm telling you right now, I'm a.
See, you already got the kind of hat. You already got to have me a little more up in here, really.
That's because you once you got me
up in here, all this gonna be.
Huh? You got to start up here with me.
Yeah, like you got to have me up here.
You got to
once you got me up here.
You got to get my head first.
You got that, baby. Then you got me. You got me.
But if you snatch away sex, you probably lost me. Only way it's gonna work.
Look, this is what we're going to say. Please, I can't have what, baby. This day, you don't. I ain't got time for that. Man, look, that. Okay. See,
Queen,
that's why people be going out there doing stuff they ain't got no business doing. That's why people be going outside the relationship doing stuff they ain't got no business doing. Stuff like that.
But listen, I'm serious. I feel that. I'm all about that because
man,
what you're not gonna do? That's just like okay. So let's go back because physical touch is. Because
I told you, mine was. I'm a touchy feely person.
Yeah.
If I'm with man, look, that's me all day. Me and you together, baby. Come like, hey. Talk about you. You can't have none. What?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
What?
So
and for a dude to say that he ain't giving a chick none. It's something up with him.
Yeah.
It's something up with him.
Okay, so she said if they ain't sleeping with you, they ain't sleeping alone. I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to tell you.
What?
Don't start nothing and try to snatch it back. That's all I'm saying.
Nah. And women, y'all women, look, hey. Cause y'all good for that. These men be right here talking now. They be right here talking.
They let us know.
They be letting us know. I don't know if y'all got any male friends, cousins, brothers like I do and be riding them how they be talking. That's why I be knowing a lot, because I be seeing my okay. Yeah. Don't be snatching back, women. Then gave that man that good, then you want to snatch back because you mad.
Will, tell me why, Will. You say, I guess that's why I be having problems. I was long stroking and clear. Okay, so tell me which love language just fall under.
Okay.
Is this physical touch, Will? All right, so we're gonna practice each love language. While it's important to know your love language, equally important is knowing your partners. The way most of us express love is our own love language, which leads to relationship problems. When you understand your partner's love language, your expressions of a love don't get lost in translation. Okay, so for words of affirmation, you want to pay attention to the thoughts you have about the person and work on vocalizing them. Essentially, leave a paper trail of your love through handwritten notes, spontaneous texts, and meaningful, specific compliments. You need to open your mouth and compliment your partner.
Definitely.
If their love language is words of affirmation, it is your job to help affirm. I don't want to hear nothing about she need to know or he need to know that I don't want to hear none of that.
Nah, that ain't gonna work.
No.
You need because to yes, they can know it.
But it's your
but
job.
You still to need to tell them. They feel good coming from you. It feel good coming from the person that they love, that they like, that they enter. It feel good coming from you.
Exactly.
Like you gave them a little boost of confidence when you done told them that.
When y'all cuddling at night, one of the most specific things that you can do to make your partner feel good is tell them things about them that you love about them, that make them great that day, things that makes them great on their job, things that make them feel that they are loved.
Yep.
Her question is, what if you love a non-communicator? Well, it's things that you can do to get that person to communicate. But like, okay, so I'm going to run through some of those real quick for you, because at this day and time, if a person doesn't want to communicate, if a person is a non-communicator, they almost just don't want to communicate. However, is ways to pull a person into communication. And some of those things are just finding their interest. So talk to them about things that interest them. If you see them watching the game, come up and be like, you know, sit there for a little while first. Pay attention to what's going on, because a person that don't communicate well and they into the things that they're into do not like to be disturbed with nonsense. So especially if you coming up, not with no game on. If you coming up and you like, which team is which, don't do that. That's what you sit right there. And you learn.
Wait till the commercials.
Watch things. And when commercial breaks come up, that's when you ask questions. Okay, so some of those questions can consist of, babe, which is your favorite player? Or, babe, pay attention to who he rooting for. And then when you see how they behind, just be watching that team and what that team doing. Oh, man, like they fouled it. Pay attention. Oh, they fouled. You know, pay attention. It's just things that you're paying attention to. Because one thing about a person who doesn't know how to communicate, you got to pull them in. And as they learn who you are and what you're trying to do by pulling them in, they'll learn to communicate better with you, because you're doing something. You're working at something for them. You're working to get them to talk to you. So then that means that they feel like you're interested in what they want to talk about.
That's it.
So that's honestly the biggest way to do it. It's not going to be easy, but you got to work at it, just like they would have to work at things for you. And if you're persistent and if you're serious about what you're doing, this will work for you. Okay. Yes. I'm practicing each love language. Number two, physical touch. Look for opportunities to physically connect with your loved one. Whether that's a hug as you're crossing paths in the morning, grabbing somebody's booty, or a squeeze on the knee underneath the table during a dinner out with friends. Physical touch. So you definitely want to be very, very enthralling and enthralling with a person who likes to be touched on. And you can tell a person who likes physical touch by the way they cuddle on y'all when they sleep. They don't want to let you go.
Show don't. Definitely don't.
They don't want to let you go. So if you know you're with somebody who loves to be touched, you better get with the damn program. Don't be sleeping on it. Not only do they love to be touched, they're gonna do a lot of touching. I can tell you that right now.
That is true.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. And most of the time, a person who like to sleep up under you at night, they just like to fall asleep like that. They over on the other side of the bed before 1 o'clock in the morning. They don't like to be touched all night long. They just like to be it definitely gets hot. Yeah. That's what she said, get hot.
Yeah, it gets okay. hot. Like gone somewhere.
Tell me, quality time. Being fully present with your partner. The biggest barrier to quality time is the use of cell phones. If you got your phone all the time, Lord. People whose love language is quality times will feel hurt if the partner is always checking their phone or half listening while doing other things.
I hate that.
Oh my God, I can't stand for nobody. Quality time is one of my love languages. So if we spending time and I see you touching your phone a lot, or I see you walking away a lot with your phone, or I see anything where I feel like you're not paying attention to me, I'm going to feel neglected at that very moment.
Yeah.
That's why. And if that's the case, I could just be by myself. Because I like being by myself.
I like being by myself. So it don't matter. You either here or you not.
But don't catch me. Don't let me look up and find out I'm talking to you and you on your phone the whole time. Babe, I'm going to knock that phone out your hand. I'm joking. I don't give a damn. I'm going to act like you ain't there and keep on going about my day. But I don't like that though. I will feel like a device is winning over me. And I don't like that. I don't like that feeling. Acts of service. You're
supposed to be into me, honey.
Yes, I've never really had that problem though. But I don't like it though. If you do it, I don't like it.
Yeah.
Acts of service. Get into the mindset of wanting to show your partner love non-verbally. That will help reframe tasks that seem like chores, like carpooling and doing the dishes, are expressions of love. So if you are lazy, and the concept of doing something nice for your person bothers your spirit, if your person always cleaning their house and you can't take one day to clean their house, just give them up, because you're not right for them. That's not cool.
You ain't right for them. Yeah, you ain't right.
You ain't right for them. That ain't cool, because you don't care. You know what's gonna make her happy. You know if she come home, you know if she come home, she say, "What is putting the toilet seat down for?" Well, if you like for the toilet seat to be down, that would be an act of service. That's a daily chore. I don't really got no expectations of that being a love.
I think we all put the toilet seat down in my house though.
I just think you don't have to. That might be a battle you're going to lose. If you don't never put the toilet seat down, you might just lose that. Because that ain't going to really fall up under a love language unless it's the one of the paying attention one. Where you ain't...
But it's a lot of people houses I go to that they don't, especially with me doing the working, like going to people houses that don't put their toilet seat. Like they have their toilet seat, have it up. I put mine down.
Yeah.
Like... I don't
want to.
Why?
Mine been put down because I grew up knowing that a snake could come through your toilet.
That's what I'm talking about. Come on, queen. That part. I thought I was the only one. Look, I'm country girl. And put that toilet
seat
down.
That toilet seat be down every night. Every night, sweetie.
All the time.
And then when I get up in the middle of the night to have to go to the restroom, if one of my kids left it up, it's going down. And not only that, if I see the toilet seat up when I walk into the bathroom, the light got to come on. But if it's down, I'm okay. But if it's light, if that toilet seat up, I gotta turn on the light to make sure there ain't shit in the toilet. Yep, these are kind of snakes that come up through there, to them copperhead snakes. I'm telling you, I don't play about them. I thought I was the only one
coming from the country.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am, Pam. The toilet seat goes down. It's down.
I mean, all the way down.
I don't even gotta wait till midnight.
And no, make ma'am. Sure you we wash your hands when you get out the bathroom.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, we don't have that toilet seat down though. Gift giving. What to get the expert gift giver? These gifts don't have to be extravagant. Mm-hmm. They're little representations of feelings and show how much you know your partner, how you pay attention to what they like. And it's and another alternative that you can't go wrong with the usual flowers and chocolate. So if you are, you know,
flowers, chocolate card.
Yeah. With money in it. So, yeah. Because I like money. I like money. But those five love languages, if you pay enough attention to the person who you're dating, you will learn what their love languages are. They will definitely put it on display. They drop hints. People are always aggressive with their emotions on what they like. Now, for the ones who are short in communication, like I said, do what I told you, because that's a love language in itself, paying attention to what they communicate by non-verbally communicating it. You know what I'm saying? Because some of the best communication is non-verbal. To be perfectly honest, I could walk in the house and kick my shoes off and sit down and sigh and get up and go to start moving around because I know I got to keep going. And my partner that's watching me can come in and be like, to make me feel better about things like that, the act of service that he's going to provide is to come up and like, you know what, babe, don't even worry about it. Go sit down. Go take you a nice hot shower. I got it.
That part.
And if, you know, that's paying attention. That was, she ain't said a goddamn thing when she walked in.
Not a word. Not a word. And sometimes your partner could just look in your face. Don't worry about it. I got you tonight, babe. Bath water. Let me go run some water and all that so you could just relax.
Just relax.
You want wine? Sure.
And just that's like it. You want that man paying attention to you,
you need to pay attention to that man.
Whoever your partner is, whoever your day not there in this world, I'm telling you, if you're not paying attention to the things that they're putting on display, baby, somebody else will. Somebody else will.
Most definitely. Pay attention. Pay attention, y'all. Like, look. I'll be paying attention to mine.
You got to.
Look, that part there.
And I'm paying attention throughout the day, like how your text message is rolling.
Everything.
You know what I'm saying? Everything.
Your morning when you got up. All of it.
All that matters.
What matters to you matters to me.
Yep.
That's how you got to look at it. What matters to them, it should matter to you if that's your partner.
That's right.
Or somebody you trying to, you know,
woo.
Make them your partner.
If you trying to woo
y'all
them,
might just be dating, get to know each other, but you know, you still got to pay attention.
Anybody you trying to woo, you need to take the opportunity to learn them. So
That's a win-win. You got me with the cards and the flowers. Just
yes, babe, because I love a good word.
I love a good card and I love flowers.
You telling me how you feel about me in words and backing it up in action is one of the most sexiest things you could do for me.
Come on, Queen. Let them know, Queen. Let them know.
I'm telling you, sweetie.
Most
but
definitely.
The flowers, though, because I love flowers. Baby, because I'm going to take care of them flowers till the last one fall off the stem.
That part.
I love flowers. And those are just things that I love. Like, so, but a card, a word of expression, the time that you had to, the thought of you going to buy that card and pick out that card and read through cards just to get to that card. I'm very into cards.
Yeah, I got it. I keep all my cards.
Yes.
I keep all of them. From everybody, I keep every last one of them.
Will, you can go to hell, Will. Ain't no fuck them damn flowers. I want my flowers.
Oh, no, nah, Will. You see, you tripping, Will.
I'm going to kick them out the show.
I'll take the Walmart special, all of it. It don't even matter. As long as they alive, and you bring them to me.
And pretty.
They got to be pretty.
I like color in my flowers. Don't just get me white ones. I like colors.
And it can be an every week thing because they really cheap if you go buy them at the grocery store.
Do it weekly.
They really cheap. You ain't got to be sending them to the job. You ain't got to do all that. But that's good too. That's nice too.
It's nice. But
sometimes you don't want everybody. You don't want everybody to be knowing all your business.
But let me come home to it though. So I can't, because what I like to do is cut the stems off and put them in the flower pot myself, put the little flower food in there and just set it up in the place and how I like it. So
that part, Queen.
But yeah, but I'm old school though, so you know what I'm saying. But thank y'all so much.
My daughter even like flowers. That's how much I like.
Mine do too. Both of my kids love flowers. They love flowers. So again, y'all, the quote of the day is, your love language will be understood by those fluent enough to listen and reciprocate. It's not your duty to teach people how to love you, but you definitely can lead them into the right direction. We appreciate you all tuning in today. Thank y'all for joining us. Episode 123. Just a few months ago, y'all, we were celebrating the 100th episode for the show, and we are already on the 23rd episode. Queen, we be dropping these episodes, you feel me? We be dropping these episodes. So, yeah, y'all.
Consistency has been the key.
Consistency. Thank y'all so much for tuning in today. If we haven't, if we can't tap into you every time we get on here, send us a message. Let me drop the email at itsaloop4@gmail.com with a comment or a topic that you would like to hear, and we will definitely do our best to get that on here for you. We got more interviews coming up. I don't know when I ate them popcorn, them darn kernels. Girl, they about to choke me. It's a shame. But drop us an email with a topic or a discussion that y'all would like to hear on the podcast, and we'll definitely get that on for y'all, work our way to it, and we'll make sure we'll let the audience know who dropped that topic if you want it put on display.
Because there's so much going on. It's a lot of stuff to talk about. It's so much going on. Oh my God.
But you do got to make sure it's one of those topics that we can host the whole show around.
A universal topic.
Very universal topic. Very universal. So
that's what we need, a universal topic.
Yes. So thank y'all for tuning in today. We appreciate y'all. Of course, we like you. We love you. We'll catch y'all next week. Make sure y'all do whatever y'all supposed to do for the month of June, because today is June 1st, baby. And that means you got 30 days. 30 days to accomplish something new. Focus on your goals. Put your topics in order. Make sure whatever blueprint you got set out for yourself, you're following it. Pull out those darn vision boards if you need to remind yourself. Don't let your goals get too far away from you, okay? So thank y'all for tuning in.
Jump off the porch.
Thank y'all for tuning in today, y'all. We here. Y'all have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the week. And we will catch y'all back here next Wednesday. Y'all do what y'all do and make it be great. We like y'all. We love y'all. Peace.